Good afternoon.
How you feeling physically? Everything all right, Peter?
Body feeling good each day. My body just rejuvenating more. So, feeling pretty good.
How's the ankle?
Ankle's coming along. Feeling pretty good. I'm starting to get more strength into it. The soreness is starting to go away. I'm just taking it one day at a time.
So not as bad as last week on the Monday, the day after the game?
A little bit. It was a little worse. Okay. You know, waking up that Monday and just feeling the, you know, the beating you put on it the previous day. And it wasn't always healed 100% going into the game. So when you got a nagging injury like that, you just got to stay on top of it, get the rest, continue to strengthen it, just do the necessary things to get you through that push to Sunday.
Hey, Andrew, how's that going to be with those nagging injuries in your knee and that stuff to have to play Sunday and Thursday and come back physically? How are you going to do that?
First off, mentally, you know, just fighting through it, getting through it, knowing that next week we're going to have those couple of days off, you know, so when you look at the whole situation, mentally you can fight through it.
Just like you did the knee and the rehab and all that?
Pretty much, yeah.
Did you feel if the ankle hampered you at all in that game? So you were slipping ankle tackles on that first drive.
Yeah, a little bit, but it wasn't anything that kept me from, you know, like breaking loose from someone. It was more so like on cutting and just like on a downhill plays, power plays, really being as explosive as I wanted to be up top to the hole. But, you know, I kind of figured it would be like that, you know, but I was able to fight through it.
You mentioned talk about the mental change. Is there anything that you're already putting in place for going into the long week? You know, like extra rest. Yeah. I know Jared said hoping no pads.
Yeah, that would be nice. Just extra rest, you know, getting rest and making sure you're taking care of the body, doing contrast, cold tub, whatever treatment that you have to do. But most importantly, mentally, you know, making sure your mind is ready for it. Because your body might not be ready for it fully, but mentally you can push your body to get through it.
Have you been harping on the red zone stuff as much as you said you were going to?
Yeah, a little bit, but I really didn't have to. You know, it's something that we talked about in meetings and wanted to be more, you know, consistent with 7 points in the red zone instead of threes. You know, it's been showing itself for the past couple of weeks. Bit of this last week. But, you know, we're making those improvements, those steps to do better.
How frustrating is it watching that on tape, especially when you guys are moving the ball?
It's very frustrating. You know, even when we was up 9, you know, 0 at one point, you come out the field, you're just like, God, all good, you know, because it could have easily been 21. And we got a whole different ball game from, you know, all phases. So it was disappointing.
Adrian, what do you think of these Thursday games just from a league perspective? I mean, everybody has to play them, and it might just be a matter of getting used to it, but do you think it's going to have an impact on players physically, safety-wise, over time?
Not really. I don't think so. You know, if we had 2 or 3 a year, then, you know, that would be something different. But once, you know, mentally you get through it. This is a test mentally. That's it. Yeah.
After Indianapolis, you guys made all the adjustments, came back for the win. What did you said you learned a lot from that first loss. What did you guys learn as a team from this loss moving forward?
I want to say we took them for granted because, you know, you can, no matter who you face in the NFL, you can lose, you know, if you're not coming in ready to prepare. But what we learned the most was just execute. You know, take care of the ball first and foremost, execution. And, you know, punching that ball in, that was the biggest thing because that was something we got away with because we got the W's, you know, so you really don't look at it in the same extent, you know, but when you lose, you're able to sit back and be like, bam, we was in the red zone this amount of times and come out with 7 points, and it was the end result, you know, so those things was probably the main thing that just brought and shoved right there in our face.
Will you practice today?
Will I practice? Probably not. You know, sit back and relax and, do my rehab in here, do my conditioning, you know, work out, and be ready for Sunday.
Do you feel limited at all when you are out there?
When I'm practice or a game?
Yeah, with the ankle.
In practice, yeah. You know, during the week, it's a push. You know, it's pain, but it's minor, it matter when I'm out there. But you just got to push through it. You know, this week, just coming off the previous injury, it was more sore, you know, so rest would be better. They're going out, beating it up, especially with the short week coming. You know, so just being smart and pushing to Sunday and this next Thursday night game.
So managing this is like part of not just for Sunday, but also for next Thursday as well.
Yeah, that's exactly how I'm looking at
it. Now, Arizona's one of the best run defenses in the league. Running is a strength of this offense. Do you see this as a personal challenge, that it's strength against strength this week?
We definitely look at them as an aggressive defense, good defense. You know, part of the reason they're in the position they're in, 4-2. But we run the ball here in Minnesota, so it's going to be a challenge for us. We're going to accept the challenge and do what we've been doing. You know, we have played defenses that was ranked 30th in the league, and we really didn't do good on the ground against those guys. You know, so all that doesn't matter. It's all about being prepared to go up against those guys, out-wheeling them, and getting the job done.
Adrian, with the ankles, is that something you feel like you might be battling through bye week and just targeting that to really get it healed up? Or?
Not really. You know, I feel it getting stronger. The soreness is there a little more so, like I said, than last week, but I don't think it'll be something lingering that long.
With Larry Fitzgerald from here, do you know him? Can you talk about Larry?
Yeah, he's a good guy, cool guy, a great football player, one of the best to ever play the game, but he's even more greater person. You know, did some work with him with the Starkey Foundation, and I kicked it with him a couple of times. He's a good guy, good friend of mine.
You guys were chosen to go to London next year. I know it's a little ways out, but what was your reaction when you heard that?
It's going to be a long trip over there. We're going to be there for about a week, you know. But on the positive side, we get to play in London, and then, you know, family come down. It'll be fun for us on our downtime.
Do you like that the league is
doing those things? Yeah. I've always, you know, kind of sat back and watched the games, you know, that was, you know, in London, and, you know, and I always thought about how it would be if we played there, you know. So I had no idea that we was pushing to play in London. But when I heard it, I was like, you know, I'm all in for that. That'd be cool. Good trip for us.
Well, it goes without saying you have two at home, and even though it's the short week, you guys can get a little momentum going. Is that kind of the silver lining in this short week for you guys?
Yeah, it is. But mainly just focusing on this week, taking care of business. You know, but coming back, that was the thing. Hey, this is a push to this, you know, to the bye week or whatever. So, but still taking it one game at a time, making sure you're, you know, getting all the details to beat this team, and then right back on for the next season.
The ankle sort of a nagging thing that hurt all the time, off and on.
Since I twisted it up, when it happened, it's been hurting consistently, you know. And then when you go out and play, you know, it re-aggravates it, and just the cutting and different things you're doing out there. So, you know, it's sore, but you just got to push through it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.